national mourners person doesn't invite people specifically to come home and start wailing and start crying, as were the practice in Jahiliyat. So continuing with this chapter, and Anas radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala ala ibnihi Ibrahim. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to visit his son Ibrahim, wa huwa yajuduhu bi nafsi. He was a young boy, 18 months old. And he was in the throes of death. He was breathing very, very heavily. فَجَعَلَتْ عَيْنَا رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَذْرِفَانَ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes started flowing with tears. فَقَالَ لَهُ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنِ عُوفِ. عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنِ عُوفِ رضي الله عنه, a great sahabi was there. He told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. You also, in other words, you also affected by these things. Thinking to himself that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ta'alluq and contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was at such a high level that these dunyawi losses or these losses that occur in the world won't affect him as far as his outward condition. This was just the thought that went through Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf's mind. So therefore he said these words, وَأَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فَقَالَ يَبْنَ عُوفٍ إِنَّهَا رَحْمَةٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, that this is rahmah, this is mercy. ثم أتبعها بأخرى فقال. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said something else after that. فقال إن العين تدمع والقلب يحزن. That verily these eyes they tear, and verily the heart feels grief. ولا نقول إلا ما يرضى ربنا. But we do not say anything إلا ما يرضي ربنا. We do not say anything except that which will please our Allah سبحانه وتعالى. In other words, this tearing is natural. That heart grieving and feeling that grief is natural. But we do not say anything that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ لَفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. This young child's name was Ibrahim. He was the child Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had from Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, verily, O Ibrahim, by your separation we are grieved. We are feeling very grieved by your separation, to show us it is natural for a person to feel sad. Now yesterday we did an incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandchild, the child of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, had also was very, very ill, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came there to see that child. Here again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's own child, Hazrat Ibrahim, here he had passed away. So this shows us what different conditions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. So very often, when we make durood and when we go to Medina Sharif and we present ourselves, then we should just reflect and think that all these difficulties Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced, all these difficulties he went through specifically for us. So then when a person is thinking like this, it makes it easier. He makes that durood, he makes that salam with much more love. He thinks that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, early on he lost his parents. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he was born, he lost his father. Then at the age of 6 he lost his mother. Then he lost his grandfather that he was staying with. Then his uncle. Then his other uncle, Hamza radiallahu anhu. Then he lost his wife, Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. So all these things the person starts thinking. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a very short period of time, he lost both his uncle Abu Talib, he lost Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, he lost Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. And then like that, he lost his cousin Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I guess his son also, Hazrat Ibrahim. So when a person thinks of all the qurbani and the sacrifices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through, then it makes it easy for one person that is going through difficulty, number one. And number two is that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increases. That yet so much he had done so that we could get deen. And so beautifully he showed us every aspect of deen. Even when a person is crying, when a person is tearing, how he goes about doing it, how careful he is about the speech that he says. So all this is shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we start another short chapter. Short hadith also. باب الكف عن ما يرى من الميت من مكروه. It's a little bit of a different chapter from the crying. It's a chapter on refraining from relating anything disliked one notices in a mayit, in a corpse. Somebody doing ghusl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq at some point to assist in the mayit, in whichever way we can help. But there are people that specifically do the ghusl itself. So these hadiths are showing us that it is disliked. A person that witnesses anything in that mayit, to speak about it. Sometimes when a person is giving the ghusl, he may notice that a smell is coming out from the body. Or for example, that the face has changed its shape, or the face has changed its color. or like that, there may be other things that are not looking correct in that body. So all this now is secret. All this is not to be exposed to the public. Yes, ulama explained, if that person was an open sinner, for example, he was a pop star, or the person was openly doing wine, and openly doing adultery, and he was doing all sorts of things openly, not cared, he was a brazen person. So then at that time, if somebody notices, then there's no harm. Somebody notices some change in his body, some smell, whatever thing, to inform the public that this is what we notice of the body, then it is permissible. Why? Because you're educating the public. They don't think of taking the same route that this man had taken, because this was his end result. But the general rule is what you witness there that is a secret. It should not be mentioned to anybody. So therefore, ulama explained that the respect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept so much for a dead person, a person has passed away, the other day we did, there's so much of respect, the du'as, his eyes should be closed, his hands should be straightened, feet should be straightened, showing all the respect to the dead body. Can you imagine how much more respect we need to show to the person that is alive? Yesterday one person told me something very interesting. He said that I don't ever put flowers on the grave. He said the reason I don't do that is I believe in my heart you should have taken the flowers and given that man while he's alive. He would have appreciated that flowers much more. So this is what I do. If I like anybody, I'll take flowers and I'll give it. I think to myself, what is the point of putting under the man's cupboard? So his point he was getting is that appreciate people while they're alive. Very often when a person passes away and everyone starts talking about him, everyone wants to do something. The same person when he's alive, nobody's interested in doing something extra for that person. So anyway, it is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing us that respect for that mayit also, what you see also is a secret. You can imagine when you see something wrong of a brother who's alive, how much more we should be careful that we maintain the secret of our brother. And Abi Rafin Aslam, Mula Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, man ghassala mayyitan fakatama alayhi ghafarallahu lahu 40 marrah. Hazrat Abu Rafi Aslam, the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now imagine, people talk about slavery, they talk about how bad slavery is, but they don't understand that in that time slavery was like a normal thing. Islam came about and promoted freeing of slaves, and there's so much of reward, and when a person commits a certain guna, then one of the recompenses, he must free a slave, and those slaves are not like in prison. Here was a freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and many times we would have heard that Mola such and such a person, the freed slave of such and such a person, they would now actually be the students and they would learn with love and muhabbat from that person that was their master. It was so much of love between them. So here he is reporting, freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is reporting from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is saying, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ghassala mayyitan," whoever makes ghusl on a dead person, he baths and he calls it, makes ghusl for the dead, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ 40 مَرَّةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man ghassala mayyitan fakatama alayhi, over and above making the ghusl, fakatama alayhi, conceals anything that he sees. He keeps it a secret. What reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him for this? غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ 40 مَرَّةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him so much of forgiveness that he forgives him 40 times. Ulama explain what is meant by forgive him 40 times. That if this person were to do one guna, and he'd repeat that guna for 40 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him 40 times. Why? He concealed the sin of one brother of his that he made ghusl. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of respecting every person, of bringing these qualities in our lives, being careful of what we say, what we do, and extremely being careful of the secrets of others. A beautiful thing to do, if something doesn't concern us, then don't speak about it, don't talk about it, don't even forward that message, delete it immediately, and keep the heart and mind clean. Every single person, Allah Pak give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.